Welcome to today's deep dive, our favorite curious learner. I'm your host.
And I'm your resident expert guide for the day.
And if you've spent, any time on Hacker News.
Oh, you definitely know the vibe.
Right. It's very specific. Well, today we are exploring a legendary show HN discussion from December 2025. It actually became the number two post of all time.
Yeah, the premise was just brilliant. They asked Google's Gemini Pro 3 to predict and code the Hacker News front page 10 years into the future.
So the year 2035.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because instead of giving us some sterile sci-fi utopia, the model ended up creating this hilarious, highly self-aware parody of tech culture.
The prompt was super straightforward. Just craft the front page in HTML and keep the exact styling of the site. And it delivered an absolute masterclass in internet satire.
Oh, the ultimate self-burn was my absolute favorite part.
It was so good.
Sitting right near the top of the generated page, the headline just says, Google kills Gemini Cloud Services.
Complete with a link to killedbygoogle.com.
Of course. And it didn't stop there. It poked fun at our current obsession with shrinking down massive models. It predicted we'd have Llama 12 running on a contact lens via WebAssembly.
I think my favorite was IBM acquiring OpenAI, or, Squile only reaching version 4 after an entire decade.
It honestly felt like the model was just roasting the users.
Well, what's fascinating here is how this reveals the true nature of large language models. One commenter brilliantly pointed out that we should really think of these models as improv comedians.
Meaning they aren't earnestly trying to predict the literal future of technology.
Right. The AI was just successfully mimicking the snarky, formulaic inside jokes of its audience. It recognized the vibes of a typical Hacker News front page.
The endless project rewrites in memory-safe languages.
Always Rust.
Always. And the inherent skepticism of corporate announcements.
They just riffed on them perfectly.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The community didn't just laugh and move on. They took the joke and escalated it.
Yeah, a user named Thomas6Spinor6 actually wrote a script to feed those generated headlines back into the AI.
To create the actual fake articles and comment threads for them.
Exactly. So if you clicked on a fake Nature paper the AI had invented, the article text literally said it was blocked due to an insufficient social credit score.
Which is just wild. And that whole temporal parody actually inspired Andrej Karpathy to jump in.
Yes. Someone linked to the real Hacker News front page from exactly 10 years prior.
And Karpathy used GPT 5.1 to retroactively auto-grade those decade-old comments for prescience. He basically created a leaderboard of who actually got the future right.
The fact that researchers took this concept and ran with it brings up a major semantic debate that was happening in the comments section.
I saw that. People were furiously debating what to even call this output. Half the thread was calling it an amazing hallucination.
Right, but if the AI was specifically asked to write fictional satire, is it really hallucinating?
That's the million-dollar question.
It raises a crucial point about how we define model behavior. An AI professor weighed in and explained that if a model does what you ask, generating a fictional front page is a feature. It's not a bug.
Because a true hallucination is a spurious replacement of factual knowledge when you actually ask for facts.
Exactly. Generating a requested parody shows how AI operates precisely on its statistical bias. It used the statistical weights of thousands of previous posts to map the latent space of the forum's sarcasm.
Giving users exactly the inside jokes they wanted to see.
It is not a mistake. It is a perfect mathematical reflection of its training data.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture.
This entire experiment proves just how well AI has mastered cultural mimicry and in-group humor. We used to think of satire as a uniquely human trait.
But this model effortlessly replicated the collective personality of a highly specific subculture.
It forces us to redefine what we consider creative, especially when a statistical model can roast us so accurately based purely on pattern recognition.
Which leaves you with a final provocative puzzle to mull over today. If AI can already perfectly parody our collective online behavior, inside jokes and all,
will the internet of tomorrow just be humans imitating and AI's imitations of us?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.